You're a real jerk.
Thank you for saying that about yourself. Am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com is where you go and you send those scenarios like this one. Hey, Invasion. I was out grocery shopping the other day and a patio set on display caught my eye. I asked the associate if I could buy the one already assembled because there was zero chance of me figuring out how to put it together. The associate said that only when all the unassembled sets in the back are sold that they could sell me the one on display. I tried desperately to change his mind, but to no avail. Now, as I'm reading it, it feels like it's a TV scenario, but we'll continue.
Well, I Googled King of Queens patio furniture episode and nothing's coming up.
Could be another sitcom.
I know, but we'll continue.
Search all 25 others.
I then went home and on their website ordered all 8 sets that they had in stock, running me about $1,200. The next day I went back and told the associate that it looks like you're out of stock now. I'll go ahead and take this one on display, to which he obliged. Later that week, I picked up all 8 sets and returned them later that day for a full refund.
Yeah, this is fake. There's no way
I would say, now that I go through it, it feels
nobody went home and purchased all 8 sets.
It's brilliant.
Because it would be way easier to pay somebody to assemble the unassembled thing.
No, it's not, because you're paying for someone to put it together. You're getting your money back when you take them back. That's brilliant.
Man, I have
it
a
sounds
really...
like a scenario in some Curb episode.
The problem we're gonna run into is like all of our jerk scenarios.
I know!
Kind of sound like sitcoms anyway, and we treat them all as if they are a sitcom scenario.
We have to even get it out of our heads and just go with it, whether it's one or not.
Right?
We'll just go with
it. Man, Justin's ruined this whole segment.
So, am I the jerk? I'm going to say no, sir. You are brilliant, because that's something that I would do, because I can't put that thing together myself either. And I don't want to pay anyone to do it. Just get the one on display, take the other ones back, and they have to assemble it and put it back on display. That's on them.
There is no
bigger genius.
No bigger beating than putting together furniture.
That's the truth.
With a little Allen wrench that slips out of the screw every
no.
Yeah, he's not a jerk. If this is true, that guy's not a jerk at all.
It's a genius.
Is what it is.
Right. I mean, that's, I have no problem with
because
that.
Because my wife, knowing who I am, every day, she's been with me for 30-something years. But she'll buy something unassembled and go, hey, put that together.
Like, I didn't sign up for this.
That happened to me once. I just left it to see how long it would go before she attempted it. Took a while, but...
Mine's never done that with furniture, but she definitely does it with paint. She'll decide we're going to paint a room, and she'll do about 2 little... swipes. Like, hey, can you help me come get the top of the wall?
Man.
And then I get locked in, and all of a sudden I've done the whole dang room.
I will say on this one, I would say the store is a jerk, because it's bizarre to me that you have a customer who wants to buy something and you tell them no.
Well, I can kind of see what they're saying, because once again, they're going to have to put it and put it together.
Right,
and put
but that's
it on
their
display.
Job. I want to buy this one.
I think if you're a store, I understand where they're coming from. Well, we're going to keep this on display until all the other ones, and then you can buy the one on the floor. Like, I get that. I get the rationale.
It's red tape and it's process, but they kind of have to follow that. Like, there's...
But the guy is not a jerk at all.
No, no. He's good.
He's
good.
Genius.
We'll see.
Just
what,
you're getting your entire money back while you have it already put together for you. That's great.
Man, did they ship it all to him and all that stuff too? And he's just got these 8 giant boxes of patio furniture sitting there that somebody...
Surely he didn't stack them all in the back of his flatbed and just drive it all home, right?
And then drive it right,
right.
back. He never unloaded
He never
the
even
boxes.
Unloads it.
Just later that day, just drove right back up. I didn't need those. I want to return these.
Turns out...
And the store has no choice but to take them right. back. They're unopened. Same day. No time restraint. Have we gotten past the whole... If you have it a week or so, you can't return it.
Amazon will let you return anything.
I was going to say, they always have something like 3 months. You can use it and all this stuff, and then...
Right. I have 2 items that we bought on Amazon that didn't work, or one of them was broken, and I sent it back, and it's just been sitting in the back of my car. They already sent me the replacements. I just
it's really
haven't
weird.
Taken them back.
That happened with this side mirror for the wife's car that I got, and... We were going to send it back, and they said, oh, you have to return it, and they just refunded us. I was like, what?
That'll definitely happen, especially if it's like a third party, because
so
they're like,
weird.
Yeah, whatever, we can't, you've already opened the box, we're not going to mess with that.
So what are you doing with the mirror?
I don't know what to do with it.
Put
what
it
do you do
the
with
bed?
It?
Or you can kind of, if you're play like Cops and Robbers. You can have the mirror around the corner.
Like, or like we Will could play Smith Prison. And I could stick it through the bars.
So you could have a conversation. Dude, that's great.
Yeah.
So many different uses for those side mirrors.
The CO coming down the galley.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. All right. Okay. Finishing up lunch last week and noticed a good puppy dog in the car parked next to mine. Only about 75 degrees, but the poor fellow looked awful hot. I turned off my car, sat there for about 5 minutes, and yep, it was hot in my car. Question is, am I the jerk for calling police non-emergency number and having animal control sent out instead of going inside the restaurant and risking making a scene and getting into a fist fight? Animal control shot the temp gun on the window, took pics, and went inside to get the owner. I quietly sat back, watched the lady argue with animal control, but at the end of the day, they both drove off, leaving me wondering who's the jerk today. Thank you for standing on the jerk wall.
Man, I gotta say, I think that the person that left the animal in the car is the jerk. You're not supposed to do that.
No.
I think that's the right thing to do. You call the non-emergency line so that you're not putting yourself into the situation. That's what they're there to do, is handle situations like that, and they can have the confrontation.
Because I feel there's no nice way to address it. If you walk back into the restaurant, stand at the front door and go, "Hey, who left the dog in the car and it's not running? The car's not running." Then that's immediately...
It's immediate judgment.
Confrontation.
Yeah, that's very confrontational. It's better to let the professionals handle it. Yeah. Although, if it was a kid, I might try to break the glass myself.
Oh, yeah. If there's a baby in the back seat and you sat there for 5 minutes, yeah.
That's probably 3 minutes too long.
Probably.
Or 4 minutes too long. It probably is. Even a kid or our pet, our dog, and the car's not running.
Yeah. If there's a baby back there, I'm definitely not calling the non-emergency hotline.
Yes. I'll call 911.
Yeah, I'm calling 911 because I bet they will tell you, hey, is there a clear window? Break the glass. Right. Here's how you can do it.
So what are you going to grab to break it? I don't know if I have anything in my car to break a window.
Yeah, that's where... I don't have it either, but like the thing that breaks your window from the inside if you happen to fall into some water.
Yeah, if you drive off a bridge.
Yeah, maybe
actually,
the backside.
I may have one in my car,
because the backside of it might even have a seatbelt cutter.
You could put like a little block of Simtex on it.
There's probably rocks nearby in the parking lot.
Yeah, something like that would work.
Maybe a broken curb.
What?
So you just travel around with that?
It's a plastic explosive.
Yeah.
It's made out of plastic. I mean,
it'll be fine.
Look at me. You just have it in your glove compartment, just ready for action. Just tell the kid, hey, just go to the corner, put your hand over your ears.
Put your backpack over you.
He's like, what? Cover your ears.
You think anyone thought about that when Travis was in the parking lot of the strip club?
It's 2002. I don't think anybody cared.
We got to Simtex him out of there. And he's just like playing his Game Boy.
Like, no, I'm good. We're about to beat this gym leader. It's cool.
All What's your Pokemon dad's name, fan. Charlie?
Charlie.
Charlie's walking from the building through the parking lot with a plate of wings and,
and a Sprite.
Right, you do,
hey, buddy, you doing okay in there? Yeah. Misty's gonna get this one. We're gonna beat her this time.
Watch my nuts.
He's counting out his change because he got like a 50 worth of ones.
Trying to make sure. Not even listening to my answer, just counting his ones.
I think that's the right thing to do. I thought, man, we'd be way past that, especially if you don't see like the window cracked.
Yeah.
The car still running.
That's really.
Does anyone still go into somewhere if they're running in real quick and still leave their car running?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen it.
Really? Recently. Yes. I've seen it at the side, not even parked in a parking spot. Mm-hmm. They put their hazards on, park on the fire lane, like right by the door, leave the car running and run in.
Especially in the like grocery store, gas station area where they'll just like kind of park on the side that maybe there's not like a real parking area.
Yep.
And they'll just park in the fire lane, get out of their car, leave it running.
And sometimes I've thought about, man, I wonder if I could just get in there and move it. Like, I'm not going to steal the car, but just...
And freak them out with
what point does Grand Theft Auto start? Because if you get in a car and move it, that feels like
I can call and say, man, but you left the keys in there running, so...
Right. If you don't get caught,
what are you
going to
do? That's a good point. Like, what if I just move it into a parking spot, and then I get out and leave it running?
The pettiest thing I've ever heard.
Are you... You shut the car off, but you put the key like on top of the car. and just walk off.
And see if they can find it. That'd be funny.
Or you keep little magnets on you and stick it underneath the card. Yeah. Even with a little chase.
All those old school movies used to watch where people would get in a car that was unlocked and all they did was
pull down the visor.
The keys are right there.
The keys are right there.
People just all automatically did that. You know exactly where the keys are.
That's got to be a Hollywood thing, right? Like, there's
no
way.
I feel like that was like the 70s.
Old school. Yeah.
The norm.
People would leave their doors unlocked and all that type of thing. Makes sense.
Because now you could just go start right. It's like,
yeah, now you can't do
that.
Where
are the keys? And you just pull down the visor.
Now you got to hotwire everything. It's ridiculous.
You can't even do that now.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You got to have some sort of a replicated computer key that
can
copy
the
code.
We need to bring back hot wiring.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, my dad had a busted steering column to where you could only start it with like a butter knife to move the
Yeah, my grandpa had
the ignition.
Didn't get it fixed for a long time.
My grandpa had a flathead he would start his truck with there at the end.
Oh, man. It's just... They're not making those cars like that anymore, let me tell you. All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week.
Yeah, you are.
Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. That's where you send in those submissions, and we do it every Thursday at 9:50.